Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Herb Jeffries. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal McCain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hal McCain. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jimmy Rees. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Tony Lazzari. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffries. The throw from Dickey and he is out, resupplying the tag. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Combs is chasing the ball. Reynolds rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Jolly reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Combs is chasing the ball. Kerr rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Watwood. Combs reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to third. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Combs scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Ruth moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Calm moves to third. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain takes first base on ball 4. Berg moves to second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Dusty Cook now playing right field. Ken Holloway now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jolly moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with McCain covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Calm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Combs. Calm reaches second base with a double. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Calm moves to third. One out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. McCain reaches third base with a triple. Calm scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Combs is chasing the ball. Reynolds rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park 3-run home run. It's 11-1, White Sox. Lefty Gomez now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jolly hits a pop-up towards short. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Combs strikes out. One out. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0-for-1 in the game. Rees hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Rees reaches second base with a double. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rees scores. Cook moves to second. It's 11-2, White Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig strikes out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook scores. Lazzari moves to third. It's 11-3, White Sox. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. Rice moves to second. It's 11-4, White Sox. Pat Caraway now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rees scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Com takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Berg reaches second base with a double. Com goes all the way around to score. It's 12-4, White Sox. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway hits a line drive towards third. Chapman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whatwood. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Whatwood steals second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rees fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whatwood moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Dickey to Chapman. The throw back to home, and Whatwood is out at the plate. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jolly hits a pop-up towards short. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cook strikes out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kerr is hit by the pitch. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy bunts towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kahm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. It's 13-4, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0-for-1 in the game. Caraway takes first base on ball 4. Kahm moves to second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kahm. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Chapman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubbles Hargrave pinch hits for lefty Gomez. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jeffries. Rice moves to third. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Henderson now pitching. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Jeffries moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood bunts towards the mound. Henderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeffries moves to third. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single and 3 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rice fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeffries scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-4, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman juggles the ball. That's an error on Chapman. Reynolds moves to third. Jolly moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. Jolly tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 15-4, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Caraway covering, for the out. One out. Samuel Bird pinch hits for Dusty Cook. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jeffries. Lazzari moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing right field. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Jimmy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 5-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and 3 home runs. He's got 8 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Gehrig moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 15, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.